You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Take one. Knock, knock.
Who it is?
Receiving a Dana, and we can't believe you found a fucking podcast.
A podcast.
We're so glad you're listening to it. We would never listen to it.
I don't even want to listen to it to edit it.
I don't even want to wake up in the morning.
We're Steven and Dana, and we're
in the room.
Hi, Mom.
Thanksgiving happened. We hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. We have just this very moment laid our ragged ass bodies down in my room back in Astoria. We just got back from a whirlwind week.
Honey, we've trotted a tiny corner of the globe.
I can't even sit upright right now. I am so tired.
I'm too tired to take my pants off. Leaving them on is the more comfortable option.
Oops. So we spent it in Wisconsin, but pin in that.
Yeah, we have to back up a while because last week was our hang on, we're going to do something great over Thanksgiving episode.
Right, you promised a lot of things.
And then this episode is that promised episode.
Oh my God.
So we haven't spoken since Lonnie. What have you been up to since November 7th?
Well, we did go to Jennifer Lewis Salute's social media.
Oh, did we now?
We did.
I had almost forgotten. Psych.
First of all, we were invited, special invite only, as social media influencers.
Yeah, because we have a following of six.
So many. So we were invited to Jennifer Lewis Salute's social media because she is on a book tour.
Every time she hear my name, she salute.
Jennifer Lewis is promoting her new book, The Mother of Black Hollywood.
Get it. Order her book.
Get the audio book of her book.
Order her book. We nailed it at Jennifer fucking Lewis on West 72nd Street at 2 o'clock on a Monday, Wednesday. Some weekday that nobody does anything on. Living our dreams, dressed at the Triad for an intimate.
If not to the nines, to the eights, to the sevens.
I mean, I'm honored to be among the single digits. We lived. It was a very intimate Q&A. There was piano. There was high kicks.
There was a surprise Mark Shaman who shuffled in from the back.
Yeah, there. I mean, it's her tight friends. It's her. She had done The View. And then she did this, and it's the day before her book comes out, and she gets to be in New York and see her New York people.
Right,
all
by
at
the
one
way,
time.
We had no idea what this was.
Not
there
a
was,
clue.
There was no little paragraph about it.
We didn't
it.
Know if we were getting books. We didn't know if we were supposed to have already read the book.
We don't know That's if we're supposed to bring our bedazzled mic.
Yeah, we didn't know. We were prepared for anything, had no idea. There was no instruction.
So many gifts were given. So many gifts were given.
Gulfs. And I mean, just fucking listen to her book, read her book. I highly recommend listening to it. I'm doing both.
I got the Audible.
I needed the Audible.
Jennifer Lewis, you need to hear those.
You need to hear
voice.
Her tell it. You just do it. Just do it. She's giving 110%.
What Jennifer Holliday brings in visuals, Jennifer Lewis brings with vocal inflection.
That will be a very interesting statement to yourself as you read the book.
Why?
I'm not telling you.
Oh! Okay.
I'm not telling you why.
I think this book goes deep. It's going to be a life changer.
100%.
A world rocker.
Completely. Moving on. I got to see Tori Amos. In New York City. She was my first concert. She is...
How old were you?
15 or 16.
Wow, nice.
I think 15. The Greek Amphitheater in Los Angeles. The Beekeeper Tour. Got a signed program from the Friendly Merch Booth attendant.
I've still never heard a Tori Amos song.
Well, that's because you are simple. I've been working a lot. I haven't done anything fun. Let's see. Work, work,
work. Me
too. Work, 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 work. written in there Jennifer Lewis.
Work. I went to go see the Donna Murphy Hello Dolly.
Yes, production. And you'd already seen Bette.
I had seen Bette. I went with our friend Dan Fortune. Well, he does produce one of my favorite podcasts with Justin Sayer called Sparkle and Circulate with Justin Sayer. And I would 100% go and listen to the Lady Bunny episode. Oh, I'm done talking about other people's podcasts.
Enough about you.
So, enough about me. Let's talk about Donna Murphy.
Go for it. I still have yet to see the production.
Right. Well, this is what I can say. They are two very different Dolly Levis. I do not think Donna is doing a bet, which could be very tempting to do. She makes it her own completely.
As, of course she does.
As one should.
She's an actress.
That's right. That is right.
I adore her.
I don't know what else to say about it. I am a bet freak.
Oh, you're team bet.
I'm team bet.
In any face-off, one of my German exchange students was in town, and I took him and his brother's girlfriend to see our pals in Kinky Boots, which was super fun. These are not theater folk, and they're from Germany. So
Das Boot!
Yeah, that's 100%.
Das Kinky Boot! Oh, that's offensive now.
Das offensive.
Das super offensive.
So I love watching people
watch. You got to do the thing because the you thing. Know everyone in it. And
yeah, and I just love watching people who I have no idea if this is going to be hit or miss. And I love watching it be a hit. I just remembered. The girl sitting behind me at Kinky Boots was among the top three worst audience members I have ever encountered.
How dare she?
She was talking the whole time. If you shushed her, she would shush you back louder. She just kept going, and the more you told her not to, the more she would. So you just learned to not fight the fight.
Was she a tourist, or was she
I couldn't look at her. Annoying one of us. I couldn't tell if she was a hillbilly or wasted or both. But she was offensive to everyone around her. And she would say, why aren't you guys just living your life? Just enjoy life.
Is she me, 2008?
I'm just trying to enjoy life. I'm like, yeah, so are we. That's why we're at the theater, not out in the streets. She was an abomination. And rant. I went to a free thing at NYU featuring Felicia Rashad.
Oh.
I went with my friends Max and Byron, and she was talking about August Wilson. That was the focus. It was broken up into three chunks. There was a Q&A from like NYU folk, and then drama students in the master's program did a scene. She gave them notes on it.
Pin and Ed, our pizza's here.
They did it again.
Hello.
Pinning.
Yes. I'll be right there.
Actually, she's going to go get that. I'm going to finish what this is. And then the third part, what did she do the third part? Oh, Q&A from the audience. Great. It was 3 hours long. She knows how to speak. She can speak. She can make you believe it. She can make you hear it. And that was a treat. It was a real treat. And it was free. So that was Tuesday. And then Wednesday night, I came here to get ready to go to Wautoma, Wisconsin.
And we watched The Blind Side.
We watched The Blind Side as I do every Thanksgiving.
Yes. I made pork chops. We had a nice night.
Swiss Miss moment.
Calm before the storm.
Yeah.
And we got up bright and early at 3 a.m.
Yeah, up at 3.
On Thursday, on Thanksgiving morning. Got our asses to LaGuardia.
Sure did.
We're going to take you through every minute of this 4-day weekend.
We watched Karina on the airplane.
I hadn't seen it in so long, and I quote from it often.
You're not my mama. You can't tell me what to do.
It's one of my favorite movies of all time. I love Whoopi Goldberg so much.
Oh, God.
And Tina Margarino, how do you say it?
Tina Majorino? She's not margarine.
I don't know. She's major. I don't know her intimately, but I feel like I do.
No.
Because she's such a part of my childhood. Anyway, she's great, and you have a little Tina story.
Yeah, Tina and I went to elementary school together, and she was my study buddy. And we used to hang out and make eraser villages.
And how old was she? Was she a
If I remember, star? She was in fifth grade. So, that like, Karina was had happened. We knew that she was acting. We knew that she was taking a lot of time off of school at a time and coming back. But she's always been such a down chick. I saw her once since, but it was still years ago.
But she also did Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah. She did that Alice in Wonderland.
Yes!
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
When a Man Loves a Woman.
She was like the child star that everyone needed. Right now it's Jacob Tremblay. From Room. And from the upcoming Wonder.
Oh!
That little boy. He's like the It. And Ian Loves Theater. They're both like the It kids.
Great. Karina. We land in Chicago.
And we were picked up immediately by Aunt Linda and Uncle Dan, who wears the same sweater to Thanksgiving every year in a row. And it's... It's not a funny thing he does.
It's just what he does.
It's what he does.
So we drove and drove and drove and drove.
We drove about 4 hours up to Plainfield, Wisconsin, to my Aunt Julie's, where we have epic Thanksgiving.
There were 39 of us.
39. We did a count off. And there was a huge adult table, and then there was a small adult table. Hi.
Yeah.
Like the junior associates. And then we had the children were sitting at the bar. It was a full house. Okay, so I gave Stephen, I was like, you need to have a sign and a safe word, which ended up being Henry Iggins. If you get cornered by someone or if you're in a situation that you need to be
not
saved,
in.
He employed it about 3 times.
With the same person.
Yeah, well.
So.
Everyone was so enamored with you. It was great. You did very well.
Keep in mind, we've been up since 3 a.m.
I'm so tired
New
right
York
now.
Time.
I'm batty. Batty. 100%.
Batty Lapone. I played football.
We did sports.
I threw it and it spiraled.
Yeah, all the cousins, we got together and played football in the front yard. It's very, very Wisconsin Thanksgiving. Ate our faces.
Pictionary.
We're a gaming family. So we did a makeshift Pictionary board. Everyone was about 8 or 9 drinks in, so it was real fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we went home and fell into an eternal slumber.
Yeah. That was the very long day.
What was the next day?
It's right here. I made a little list.
All right.
We drove up to Grandma Craig's house.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, and she was so excited to see you.
And I gave her a mani.
She is the reason why Stephen came to Thanksgiving. Because they have a little love fest.
Basically.
On Facebook.
And then we went with Grandma Hartford to El Popo.
El Popo! If you're ever in Wautoma, you need to go to El Popo Mexican Restaurant. The burritos are as big as your face. And the entrees, I don't know, they're all like $5.
So good.
It's wonderful.
So delicious.
Authentic Mexican cuisine.
They also have burgers and fries.
But that's where Grandma Hartford goes to eat, so we needed to go there. And then what happened? Oh, we played pool. Stephen beat me. Another sport.
Mm-hmm.
You did very well.
Yeah, it was very athletic, this trip. And then we went to a local brewery.
Yes, Central Waters Brewery. It's very established. Very good. I had some of the stouts.
Is that stuff available here in New York?
Central Waters?
Yeah.
Might be. Go to beeradvocate.com and you can see wherever your favorite beer was located.
Huh.
But Central Waters is... they have the whiskey barrels, bourbon barrels, that they make their beer out of. It was delicious. And we came home and made dinner.
That's right.
That was Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday. We started Friday with Ethiopian breakfast.
Yeah.
My brother and his wife spent some time there, and so they...
Wait, that wasn't Friday. That was Saturday.
Was it?
Yeah.
So the next morning...
Ethiopian breakfast.
Great.
Which was delicious. Thank you. That bread. That was some of the best bread I've ever had. Ooh, girl.
That Midwestern bread.
And then we went over to Val's mom's house.
You might know Val as in...
Is Val here?
Or is Val... listening, do you think?
Val is the first person to listen to every episode.
Val is watching.
Yeah. Scott and Val.
Dear friend from high school, best friend from high school, need you to go say hi to Debbie.
Yeah.
So you're hitting all the hot spots.
Oh, yeah. If there's a spot to hit, I'm coming in.
You're gonna take him to Billy B's or...
Oh my God! Maybe at like midnight when we've had
That's
it.
That's not there.
When does it close?
Two is bar time. Isn't two bar time anymore?
Well,
it never used to close Christmas Eve.
Yeah, they would just stay open.
All right. Yeah, we have to stay open for family.
We did not tell Val. We surprised her.
Yeah, we need to go see all those hometown peeps' parents.
Yes, absolutely.
Hello.
Say hi to your parents.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God, there's my mother's voice.
Say hi to Sue.
Hey, Val. Hey, Val.
Hey, Sue. Oh my gosh, how are you guys doing?
We're so well. I'm going to get a root beer at the A&W today.
Oh, delicious.
Okay.
I'm so tired, my face is falling off.
Great, we're almost done. So, prior to my trip to Wisconsin, I thought that A&W was just a brand.
Like you could go get a six cans of A&W.
Yeah, the market. Like, do you like Barks or do you like A&W?
Sure.
So, when we were driving and I saw a drive-thru... I was beside myself.
Oh, yeah. So there's establishments in your hometown where you have not ever set foot inside. A&W I've probably been to inside thrice in my entire life. And how cute was it? It was a throwback.
There's adorbs.
Had a little jukebox in the back.
And that root beer float was not kidding.
No, it was offensively large.
Whatever.
Heart attack inducing. Great, so we had that.
Mm-hmm. That was really, really great. I helped put up Christmas lights.
Yes!
I untangled the wad.
Oh, yeah. You guys were bringing the word wad back.
Wad.
You wad! Sue has some zingers, and wad is part of her lexicon. Oh, God, I'm so tired. This weekend was a lot, you guys. Steven was a real trooper. He had to be with me. You know, you gotta see all the people. I don't come home very often. You gotta see all the people, and you're coming with me.
Well, I got you TSA pre-check.
You sure did.
You were grandfathered
in. Did you guys know that if you were TSA pre-check, whoever's with you is also TSA pre-check?
I think they should be on their AR itinerary.
So fancy.
We went to a supper club.
Yes. Wisconsin is famous for their Wisconsin supper clubs.
It was
their Friday night fish fries. And we learned that supper club has to do with the prohibition.
Yes.
What makes it a supper club instead of just
they
a
had the sauce.
Yeah. And you're meant, a supper club, you're meant to stay there for the entire evening.
Yeah.
So like, they'll have a bar area, there's a restaurant, there is a stage.
Live entertainment.
So it's kind of like an evening maker.
It's the destination.
So yeah, we went to Silvercrest. It's kind of like the place to go if you have guests.
It was super yum. I had a full rack of ribs, and Wayne had a pork chop as big as my neck.
I think your rack of ribs is from my knee to my foot is how long it was. I'm looking at my knee to my foot, and I think that's about it.
No.
Yes.
Maybe need an ankle.
Oh, it was so disgustingly large, Stephen. Oh, it was so bad.
Well, good thing I ate all of them and you didn't have to look at it anymore.
Well, we had a table of 14, cousins, grandma. All the
grandma Hartford was the only one on her phone checking in on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. She's a social media master.
100%.
And then the last day, we golfed.
We golfed.
We hiked to the property.
We walked all through nature and things.
Stephen had to wear his first blaze orange because it is hunting season, and you need to be careful.
I was blaze orange.
You need to make yourself known.
Oh, yeah. I was a highlighter.
Make thyself known.
You're an idiot. We went to Culver's. Cheese curds.
I used to work at a Culver's, but also if you're in Wisconsin, you need to stop there and get their Butterburger or malted something or other.
Sourdough melt.
Sourdough patty melt malted? Is my favorite. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it was so yum. It was yum.
And I've never been fatter.
In my whole life.
Never been happier. How did you like Wisconsin? What's your feedback?
Oh, God, I could never live there.
No.
But, I mean, I see the appeal later in life.
A&W is hiring.
I mean, 69-cent cones, honey. My employee discount.
I'd totally work at A&W in Wautauma. But right, it's just so slow. And
it's the slowest. I saw buggies.
I live in Amish country, so yeah, we pointed out some Amish housing.
I pointed out to Dana earlier today, not that I care or anything, but I noticed that I had gone 4 or 5 days straight without seeing a single Starbucks, which is just something that is so foreign to me as a Los Angeles native and a New York resident.
Yeah.
I mean, I think any day I have left the house, I've seen a Starbucks. During my whole life.
Wow.
In Europe.
And then meet Mowgli over here, living in the freaking rainforest.
Basically.
Raised by wolves.
It was interesting. But, like, that brewery is cool, and to have that much space and quiet and stars.
In New York, if you fart, everyone knows who did it. We're all very close quarters. In Wisconsin, you step out of your car, fart all you want. You could actually dust that crop, and no one will know.
An actual crop.
Go. Dust that crop.
It's always Dana, you guys.
It's always Dana.
And then, so that brings us to today. We woke up pretty early. We were on the road before 7.
Yeah.
Barely.
Well, no. I mean, last night we played cards with Graham.
Yeah.
You taught us a game.
Taught you guys sentence to drawing, which is apparently a very hard game to teach.
I can give my reasons to why I think human beings would have a hard time learning.
If you've never played it, it's like telephone, but visually. You write a sentence, you pass that sentence on to the next person, they draw a picture of that sentence, they pass the picture on to the next person, they write a sentence of that picture, etc., etc., etc. Fade out, fade in, it's all over, and you go through the packets of paper again to see how it progressed from the original copy to the revised copy.
Did you just teach us how to do something in a minute?
Maybe.
Yeah, that was great.
Great.
Let's hold for applause.
Yeah, well, today was
the longest day
wacky
in all the land.
Today was very wacky. I don't know that I've ever done anything like this.
Can't even stand up.
When it comes to, like, to wacky travel, I don't think I've ever done something like this.
Ooh, let's go through it. Our day of wacky travel.
Woke up early. We were out the door before 7. In Wisconsin, we drive down to Madison to catch a bus into Chicago because we were flying out of Chicago. We chose a bus intentionally that would get us into Chicago around noon so that we could have lunch and go visit the Chicago Art Institute. Art Institute of Chicago.
Yes.
To visit my favorite painting on the planet. A Sunday afternoon on the Isle of La Grande Jatte lives there. And I got to go visit it. And I made Dana come with me. And I made a Sunday in the Park with George playlist of several different recordings. And built a story. And made Dana listen to it.
And stood there for, I'm not kidding, one full hour.
Oh, the playlist was 90 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, 90 minutes?
Yeah.
You guys. He stood there for 90 minutes and watched the painting.
Mm-hmm. I was moved.
Beautiful.
I was moved. And then we immediately got into a car to the airport. And then we landed and we walked home.
You guys, LaGuardia is going through it right now. We had to walk back by Orange is the New Black kind of set dressing. Looked like we were about to get murdered at any point. Shanked with a shiv! Shake me with a shiv behind LaGuardia. Apparently there's a passenger walkway because of all the freaking construction.
Ever.
Oh, it was awful.
You can say that again.
To go get our lift.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we'll be back to our regular routine next Tuesday.
Yeah.
And before you know it, it's going to be 2018. Do you do New Year's resolutions?
Yeah.
Do you keep them?
No. I'm good for about 2 weeks.
Uh-huh. Any last words?
I've never been more tired than I am right now. Hello! Hello! So my roommate sent me a text yesterday that he thought I got a new job and moved out. And then he's like... And he's like, oh, and I knew it was false because also in the dream we had a washer and dryer.
My baby.
No, in my dream, I woke up at 3 a.m. and I was like, why is someone doing laundry in the middle of the night? And I walked out and you were hunched over and there was a washer dryer there.
Yeah.
And you were like pulling out all of your stuff and you looked up and you were like caught. And I was like, dang. And you were like, I got the job, I'm leaving.
That's amazing. I would never leave you.
And I woke up and I was like, I feel really rejected. I feel really on the outs.
You're like, but I just got here.
Yeah. And I was like, who's going to take your place?
Certainly not anyone this cool.
No.
Or relaxed.
How's everyone?
The most tired.
Yeah.
So tired.
Yeah, you traveled. You ate cheese curds.
Honey, the curdiest curds in the world.
I saw a Kinky Boots poster and I thought of you singing that.
And that?
Not 20 minutes ago.
Oh. I guess
Kinky Boots is the unofficial sponsor of this podcast.
Yeah, I guess that's some sort of life accomplishment.
Was it everything? Did you live? Did you laugh?
Oh, I laughed, cried.
I had cheese curds.
I had cheese curds.
Yeah. It's a lot.
How was home?
Had a lot, did a lot of firsts, did a lot of bucket list things.
Yeah.
You know you're live on In the Room at the moment.
I expect
no. Yes! You're on Candid Camp!
Alright.
He's gonna shuffle off to Buffalo. Yep, that's it.
Well.
Thanks for hearing our long-winded story about our 4-day weekend. We hope that you had a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Tweet us what you're thankful for.
Yeah.
I want to know. I'm thankful for you, Dana.
I'm thankful for you.
Well, see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
In the Room with Stephen and Dana is produced by Stephen Farazee
and Dana Craig. Special thanks to Joel Wagoner for tinkling the ivories on our theme song. Hit him up at joelwagoner.com.
We apologize, and you're welcome. We'd also like to thank Jesse Wiener, W-I-E-N-E-R, for our jazzy original music sprinkled throughout each episode.
You can find him at jessewiener.com.
Last but certainly not least, we'd like to thank Kevin Thomas Garcia for taking all of our ridiculous photos. You can find him online at ktgnyc.com. We are all over the internet on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at In the Room Pod.
Follow us, like us, share us, pimp us out.
And don't forget to subscribe to In the Room Podcast. We everywhere, so subscribe. And thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.